And here are these words from the 107th Psalm. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, those he redeemed from trouble and gathered in from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Some went down to the sea in ships, doing business on the mighty waters. They saw the deeds of the Lord, his wondrous works in the deep. For he commanded and raised the stormy wind, which lifted up the waves of the sea. They mounted up to heaven. They went down to the depths. Their courage melted away in their calamity. They reeled and staggered like drunkards and were at their wits' end. They cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out from their distress. He made the storm still, and the waves of the sea were hushed. Then they were glad because they had quiet, and he brought them to their desired haven. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wonderful works to humankind. Let them extol him in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. And hear now these words that come to us from the Gospel of Mark. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?"
As we've already said, today is Father's Day. There was a mother out walking with her four-year-old daughter, and the child picked up something on the ground, off the ground, and started to stick it in her mouth. And the mother said, "Oh no, don't do that." Said, "We don't know where it's been. That's dirty. If you put that in your mouth, you might get sick." And the daughter very admirably looked at her mother and says, "Well, Mom, how do you know that?" Well, her mother looked at her and he said, "Well, you see, it's on the mother test. It's a test we take, and if you flunk the test, you're not made a mom. Well, the little girl thought about this for a while, a little bit longer. She said, "Oh, I get it. So if you flunk the test, you have to be the daddy." Well. Now, Mark Twain had a little different twist on this. Mark Twain, he said, "When I was a boy of 14, my father was so ignorant I could hardly stand to have the old man around. But when I turned 21, I was amazed how much he learned in the last 7 years." Well, it is hard sometimes being a dad, being a father, and we do a lot of things as dads. Well, there's this woman, she was telling this story to a reporter one day, and it was when she was 18 months old, and dad was at home taking care of her and her older brother, who was 4 years old, and mom was gone out for a while, and so dad was engrossed in the news and the newspaper and all of that, and so here this woman, 18 months old at this time, she had gotten this tea set because she had been in an accident, and it was sort of a get-well gift, and it was one of her favorite toys, and so she brought this teacup of pretend tea to her dad, to her father, and it was just plain water, and so he drank it, and he said how good it was, and so on, and this went on for a while. She'd come back and bring another cup of tea. Well, in a little while, Mom comes home, and Dad says, oh, you've got to see this. This is so cute, and so here she comes. Here comes the daughter, 18-month toddling down, little cup of tea with clear water in it. And Dad drinks it, and he makes a big deal over it. And Mom goes, now, do you realize the only place that an 18-month-old can get water is out of the toilet? Right? Yuck. Well, someone has said that Father's Day is like Mother's Day, except the gift is cheaper. And that's true sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes. Now, dads also have to be patient. You know, all parents have to be patient, right? But now, Roger Thomas writes a story, and it's about a guy who went to the grocery store. And he's going there. He's to pick up a few things his wife wanted, so he's there. And as it is, he's wandering around to pick up the items. And you know how it is, you pass some of the same people all the time in the grocery store. Well, he passes this one father who has this 3-year-old boy sitting in his cart screaming at the top of his lungs, asking for a candy bar. And the father can't catch the whole conversation because he didn't want to stop to listen. What he heard was this. It said, now, Billy, everything's going to be okay. Well, so they run into each other the next aisle. Billy's still screaming for this candy bar. And man, here's again this father being so patient and not getting upset and says, Billy, it'll be all right. We'll be done pretty soon. Well, this goes on, and just as he's going to the checkout, the father with the boy is right in front of him, and he's checking out. And now, the octave, he didn't know the boy could scream in that octave. And so he's making a fuss, he's kicking his feet, and he can hear the father say, now, Billy, we're almost done, and pretty soon we'll get out of here, okay? And so he checks out, the father. Son go out, and this man is so amazed at how patient this man, this father is, that he quickly checks out and he runs out of the parking lot, and he just as he's approaching the car, he says, okay, now, we're at the car, everything's going to be okay. And so he taps the man on the shoulder, he says, I just want to say how amazed I am that you are so calm through all of this, so patient. And he said, yeah, I heard you talk to Billy all that time. He said, his name is Wesley. I'm Billy. Now, Father's Day occurs on the third Sunday of June. That's today. The idea of creating the Day of the Children in honor of their fathers began in Spokane, Washington. A woman by the name of Sonora Smart Dodd thought of the idea for Father's Day while listening to a Mother's Day sermon in 1909. And having been raised by a father, because her mother died, Henry Jackson Smart was his name, Sonora wanted her father to know how special he was to her. So she had this idea of starting a celebration of fathers. So she picked June 19th, 1910, because that was her father's birthday. Well, in 1924, Calvin Coolidge proclaimed the third Sunday in June as Father's Day and roses as the Father's Day flowers. Now, fathers and those who fill in for our fathers are important in our lives, and they protect us, they care for us, they watch over us. They support us. Yes, this is Father's Day. And I pray that each of you had a father or a father surrogate that played an important part of your life. A person who nurtured you and cared for you and fed you and protected you and taught about life by example. A a person that shared their wisdom and their knowledge and their faith. So to all the guys here in the house, happy Father's Day. Now, while this morning's gospel lesson does not specifically talk about fathers, it does teach us something about storms and how to deal with them. So as you heard Pastor Linda read, Jesus wants to go to the other side of the lake, and so he and the disciples pile in the boat and they head across the Sea of Galilee, and Jesus decides to take a nap. A big storm blows in. Thunder, lightning, big waves, the boat is being swamped, and the disciples are afraid, and they wake Jesus. "Don't you care what happens to us?" Jesus stands up and calms the storm and says, "Peace, be still." And the waves subside and the winds go away and there is peace and calm. And then Jesus addresses the disciples. He says, "Why are you afraid? Have you no faith?" And the disciples were in awe. Now, first of all, let us agree that the gospel lesson is not saying that Jesus will prevent storms coming into our lives. If that were the case, then Jesus is doing a pretty bad job. I mean, look at the mass shootings and the gun violence. Look at the pandemic, which has been like a hurricane, tornado, and tsunami all rolled up in one. Look at the hatred in the world. There are storms everywhere. Someone wrote, "Jesus does not promise to prevent storms from coming into your life, but Jesus will help you to deal with the storm. Calm the storm that is within." And someone else wrote, "Sometimes the Lord calms the storm, and sometimes he lets the storm rage and calms the child." When Jesus says, "Peace be still," to the storm, he's also saying that to his disciples. You see, storms there can be fear in the midst of storms. People react to storms in different ways. Now, some people are fascinated by storms. Think about storm chasers, right? Who drive toward tornadoes, not away. Or people whose job is to fly in the eye of a hurricane. I mean, when I was growing up in Kansas City, I was always wanted to look out the front door and go out on the front porch when the tornado sirens were blazing. But storms also raise anxiety levels. Like the father in the grocery store, though he was calm. I can't imagine the anxiety of persons while boarding up their homes in anticipation of a hurricane or sandbagging against a flood. A storm is brewing at work. Some confrontation is inevitable. And so it goes. Where storms around us raise our level of anxiety. And sometimes even beyond that, to fear. I can't imagine the fear hearing gunshots at a workplace or at a store or driving down the street. I can't imagine the fear of being confronted by a mob. I can't imagine the fear of being hit by a car. I can't imagine the fear of being attacked on the street. I can't imagine the fear created by the sound of a rocket flying into your neighborhood. And closer to home, there are fears of losing a loved one. Fears that accompany a life-ending prognosis report. Fears that the business is going bankrupt. Fears can be debilitating. Fear can cause a person to freeze, to be unable to act, to be unable to think. Fear can cause panic. Fear can cause us to act irrationally. Fear can cause us to retreat within us, to retreat from others. And the words that Jesus has for us is peace. Be still. You are not alone. Have faith. Be calm. Peace, be still. And from that stillness, from that peace, live. Act. Have courage. And be faithful. Amen.